In this bulletin, a woman wanted in Chile over kidnapping offences, arrested in Australia. A search continues for two young backpackers missing in New South Wales. And the rock star fashion designer Karl Lagerfeld dies. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Australian authorities have arrested a woman wanted in Chile over kidnapping offences alleged to have been committed during the reign of Augusto Pinochet. The Federal Attorney General's office has confirmed that Adriana Rivas was arrested and is listed to appear in a Sydney court. The nanny and cleaner who moved to Australia in 1978 was detained in Chile in 2006 while on a visit, but she returned to Australia while on bail. In 2013, she told the SBS Spanish program she was innocent of the charges, but defended the use of torture in Chile at the time as necessary. Authorities say they've been in touch with the families of two European tourists missing at a beach near Port Macquarie in New South Wales. A large-scale search for the men from Britain and France has resumed. They're both aged 20 and haven't been seen since passers-by found their personal items at Shelley Beach on Monday morning. Inspector Peter Neville from Macquarie Police says it remains a rescue operation.
We will continue throughout today. During the day, we will reassess the results that we achieved through our searches. We will also consult with our experts about search and survivability and those sorts of things, and we'll make assessments throughout the day. But at this point in time, we have not put a time frame on the conclusion of the search.
Australia's top audit office has been asked to urgently investigate a $423 million security contract that was handed to a company headquartered in a South Australian beach shack. Paladin, whose Australian arm was registered to a beach shack on Kangaroo Island until recently, won the lucrative federal government contract through a restricted tender process. The company provides garrison support and welfare services for Australia's offshore detention regime in Papua New Guinea. Labor's immigration spokesman Shane Newman has asked the Australian National Audit Office to launch an urgent investigation into the contract. Australia's four major banks will have to publicly report how they're meeting the recommendations from the Banking Royal Commission if Labor wins the next election. Under Labor's planned laws, the banks and the regulators will have to develop plans to implement the Royal Commission's recommendations by the start of August. Then, every 6 months, they'll have to publicly report about their progress, and the chief executives of the banks will have to front up to explain themselves. Deputy Labor leader Tanya Plibersek has told Sky News the party wants to focus on implementing the recommendations of the inquiry.
We'll be setting up an implementation unit within the Treasury to make sure that the recommendations are being followed through. We'll be reporting to Parliament to make sure that the Parliament is aware of where we're going well and if there are any areas that we need to lift the game.
The environmental campaign group Greenpeace says a report into proposals to drill for oil in the Great Australian Bight downplays the risks. The report by oil company Equinor outlined the methods it would use to reduce the impact of any oil spill on the environment. Equinor says it's published the report in a bid to create more transparency around the project. But Greenpeace national spokesman Nathaniel Pell says the worst-case scenarios are buried in the appendix of the report, which most people won't read.
Perhaps most concerning is how gung-ho the oil company is being in trying to assuage people's concerns. They're trying to say very casually that we do this all the time, that you can trust us. And the problem is that those kinds of words are what oil companies say just before they have accidents.
Equinor is taking public comment for 30 days. Bayern Munich has held Liverpool to a nil-all draw at Anfield during the first leg of their last 16 clash in the European Champions League. Bayern Munich left Merseyside pleased by being able to frustrate Liverpool's attack and will look forward to the second leg at home with confidence. But Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says the result was as good as he could hope for if his team wasn't to win.
how it is in situations like that, I'm pretty sure that the opponent, or Bayern, in this moment feels a bit better than we do. But we have 3 weeks, and day by day the result will feel a bit better for us and a bit worse for Bayern, because it's a nil-nil and it's the best draw you can get.
We'll now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 27 degrees. Adelaide, cloud clearing and 27. Melbourne, a cloudy day, a top of 20. Hobart, partly cloudy and 20. Canberra, partly cloudy, 28. Wollongong, a shower or two and 22 degrees. Sydney, a shower or two, 26. Newcastle, a shower or two and 26 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 33. Cairns, hot and partly cloudy, 37. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.